Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Middle Eastern giant Qatar Airways has bought a 25% stake in South Africa's Airlink. The deal's been rumoured for a while. Airlink goes under an umbrella that already has a significant portfolio of investments, including a 25% stake in British Airways and 10% in each of LATAM and Cathay Pacific. Making the Airlink announcement, Qatar's chief executive, Badr Mohamed Al-Mir, said his airline was working very closely to finalise a long-planned investment of 49% for Rwanda, Rwanda's state-owned airline. Airlink has more than 65 aircraft and carries more than 3 million passengers every year to destinations in 15 sub-Saharan countries. That's an investment inbound, but heading in the opposite direction, global banking behemoth HSBC Holdings. According to Bloomberg, HSBC is weighing the sale of its South African businesses to focus on Asian markets. It has already disposed of its Mauritius business to Absa as part of a bid by new CEO Georges El-Hedery to cut costs. Eskom chair Mteto Nyati says that since the Generation Recovery Plan was approved in March 2023, the utility has changed 45% of its power station managers. That and the appointment of Beki Nkumalo as head of generation were the key drivers in staving off load shedding for the past 140 days. Nyati, a mechanical engineer by training, was interviewed for a company broadcast by asset manager Ford. Nyati said that what was discovered when he took over as Eskom chair was that there were leaders at all levels who weren't leading and managers who weren't managing. Petrochemical group Sasol has declared a 44.2 billion rand loss for the year, a profit of 9.3 billion a year ago. The company says it's down to impairment losses, challenging market conditions, continued pressure from constrained margins and depressed chemicals prices. No surprise then that Sasol has skipped a dividend this time around. At the bell, its share was down 6.5%. On the broader markets, the JSE closed just beneath Monday's record highs, both the all-share and top 40. London's FTSE down 1%, while in New York, the Dow and the S&P 500 both down 0.2%. The Nasdaq down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%. Hong Kong down 0.9%. Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar has dropped to its lowest level this year, 1.11 against the euro. Traders bracing for interest rate cuts in the US, and that's helped the rand somewhat. 17.79 to the greenback this morning, 19.78 to the euro, 23.17 to sterling. Gold's hit another record high, 2,518. Platinum, 954. Bitcoin, 59,250. And Brent crude oil, $77 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.